Well, I covet your prayers this morning. You'd think after so long you'd feel more at ease sometimes than you do getting up. Feel like the Lord's been talking to me about all week, and this morning he woke me up. Woke up real early and kept talking to me. So I want to share with you a few thoughts and a few verses, and I pray that God will encourage our hearts. Appreciated what Sister Julie said. I appreciated that song. And, I'm so glad I serve the Lord too. And I found Him to be everything. I found Him to be what He said He would be. We'll look over here in Exodus 3 and 13. It says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is His name? What shall I say unto them?" Now we all know this story, most all of us. Moses was a herder, and here he was out in the desert and walking along, and he saw a very strange sight. And there was a bush on fire, but it didn't burn up. It just burned. And he thought, I'll just turn aside here. I'll see what this strange sight is. When he turned aside, God started talking to him. Sounds like us sometimes, doesn't it? Sometimes we're just making our way through life. We turn aside, and the Lord starts talking to us. He's wanting to do that this morning, I believe. He wants to make an appeal and approach to all of us. But Moses was a little afraid to go to these people. What am I going to tell them? Who is this God? What do I say now? What do I say your name is when they ask me what is His name? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, into a land flowing with milk and honey. And that was the appeal that God said, I want you to make to my people. I want you to go tell them, the God of our fathers has visited me, and He's told me to tell you that He wants to lead you up into this land. Do you know this morning, these people were slaves, folks. These people were not armed. They had nothing to fight with. They had no way to take this land. They had no hope of anything other than more slavery. And when would that ever end? But you know, when they came to the Red Sea, you remember the picture in your mind? I've just got a picture of that. They came up to the sea, and here they were, and here comes Pharaoh with his armies following hard down on them. We're going to do you guys in this time. We're tired of this. But you know what God was to them? He was a wall between them. He was a deliverer. He was one that parted the sea for them. He was one that that gave them protection. that worked miracles for them. They went from that place and they began to see God work. God had worked all of these plagues upon Egypt to turn them loose. He had begun to work in a mighty way. Because I will tell you, He's the great I Am. He didn't tell him, you know, you go tell them all this about me. He said, you tell them, I am. I am. I'm everything. There isn't anything lacking. There isn't anything I can't do. There isn't anything I haven't made. There isn't any situation I can't take care of. There isn't any protection I can't give. Folks, this morning, God's not out of business. You know, He guided them. You know, He fed them with manna. They had nothing, nothing to eat, nothing. And He brought food right out of heaven and it dropped on them every day. And folks, this God wants to be that to you and me. I want to challenge you this morning. I want to tell you something. This same God that we're reading about is the same today. And He wants to be that in your life and in mine today. You know, He was their water. They ran out of water. They didn't have anything to drink. The basic necessities of life they didn't even have, much less armor and all those things, much less a future security in the bank. They didn't have anything. But you know what God was to them? Everything. That's what God was to them. He was everything. This morning, I hope God will bring a little picture of Himself to you and me this morning. Folks, the God that we serve is not some little fiction of imagination. But this is the great I Am. Everything. Everything. If we have Him, we have enough. If we have Him, we can face our battles. If we have Him, we can see what's ahead through faith. I will tell you this morning, this great God wants to be to us everything. He longs to be to us everything. Do you know He was their shoes? 40 years and their shoes didn't wear out. Mine don't last that long. 40 years. And I doubt they were made as well as the ones that we buy. And they never wore out. He fought their battles. They came up to Jericho. And you know what? They didn't have any power to bring those walls down. But they obeyed God. And I want to tell you, when they obeyed God, God brought those walls down. And He just simply said, I want you to walk around there once every day. And then I want you to walk around there 7 times. And then I want you to shout. And you know what? God brought those walls down, didn't He? I don't know about your life, but I found it so. I found it so. I've seen the walls fall. I've seen the Lord do. I've seen the Lord be everything. I've seen Him be my supplier when I needed it. And I trust in Him. I've seen Him be my healer. I've seen Him when death looked like it was right around the corner and He alone healed. I've seen it with my eyes. Young folks, old folks, and everybody, get acquainted with Him. That's what these meetings are about today. I want to tell you something. God wants to work in your life and mine today. Excuse me. You know, He was the answer to their questions. You know, so many times they didn't know what to do. So many times Moses didn't know what to do. And he came before God, and God began to speak to him. Get acquainted with Him, folks. Don't live at a distance. Don't live down in another land and wonder where God is. I want to tell you something. God wants to be to you and to me everything. He wants to be the same I am that He was then. You know, God always wanted a people that was His own. He always wanted a special people that was His own. And He covenanted with them. You know, He still has a special people. And they never were the most. And they never were the most glamorous. But I will tell you what they had. They had everything. They had everything. This morning, if you see God as anything less than everything, as anything less than I am, folks, we're getting shortchanged. I want to encourage us this morning to let the Lord be that in our life. You know, He guided them. There was a pillar of fire. You know, He guided them by day in a cloud, didn't He? He guided them by night, and they saw that. You know, this morning, the Lord wants to do this for us. There's a song, and if I could sing like Brother Dan can, I would sing it to you. But I'll just read it to you, save you the discomfort. When I was in darkness, my way was black as night. But Jesus brought me comfort, and He led me to the light. He took away my sorrow, and He made my burden light, folks. He is everything to me. If it wasn't for the Lord, what would I do? What would I do? Tell me, what would I do? If it wasn't for my Lord, what would I do? He is everything to me. I don't know that this is written exactly like the one I've sang before, but it says He's water in dry places. He's bread in starving lands. You ever experienced that? Kind of hard to forget when He is to you. He is my rock of ages. He takes me by the hand. And when this world forsakes me, right by my side, He'll stand. He is everything to me. And when my life is over and I must surely die, He will be my gateway to that home on high. And in that holy city, there'll be no more goodbyes. He is everything to me. We'll have to tell each other goodbye here. In a few days, we'll have to do that in this meeting. And that kind of brings a hurt sometimes. But you know what, folks? Get a hold of it. Get a hold of Him. Get a vision in your mind that won't go away. Settle it in your hearts. I'm going to serve this God. I'm going to serve this God. And I'm not turning back. I'm going to heaven to meet the one that died for me. I'm going to heaven to hear those realms of angels sing. I'm going to heaven to meet the saints that I've known, folks. I want to tell you, God wants to be that in our life. I want to read to you what David said about the Lord. I love to read his writings because David knew the Lord like that. And he said, "The Lord is my rock." You know what a rock means? We try to get down. We want to build big buildings on rock, don't we? We want something solid that's not going to move. And David said, "The Lord is my rock." To David, He was everything. You read the psalm. Read Psalms 18 sometimes. I love that psalm. This is part of it. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." You know what a fortress is this morning? It's a place of security from the enemy. It's a place where people are able to withstand the enemy. Do you know he's our deliverer today? Do you know that if we can't, and we can't deliver ourselves. We're just like the people that were in Egypt. We're just like those Israelites. And what did they have? Not much. And we don't either. But I want to tell you something. You dig until you get a hold. Until you know this one. And set your heart on it. Lord, I want to serve you. Like David did. I want to serve you. And if I should fail like David, I want to pick up like David did. And I want to say like David did. You know, Lord, create in me a clean heart. I want to tell you this morning, the Lord is our deliverer. He delivers us from those things that are so ashamed, so shaming, from those things that bring us down, from those things that ruin our families, from lying, a lying tongue, from those things that we cannot seem to get the victory over. I want to tell you, he's a deliverer. And when the enemy comes back after us and it's like, well, there he is, and before me, I'm done. I want to tell you what he'll do. He'll make a way through the sea if he has to. He'll make big tall walls fall down before you. And God will do that. My God, he says, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, and my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, that place of power. That's what God is this morning. And my high tower. I want to tell you what, those high towers, they were important. They placed them around on the walls of the cities that were to be kept. They could see the enemy, and they could throw things down on him and shoot darts on him. They had a great advantage in that high tower. And David said, the Lord is my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David had that. He had that knowledge. He had that belief in his heart. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. How many of us, I want to ask you something, don't have to raise your hand. How many of us have called upon the name of the Lord knowing, my God is going to help me out. I don't know how, and I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but my God will do it. He's the I am. He's the everything this morning. Let's don't be afraid to commit our lives to Him. Amen. It's one thing to get saved, folks. I want to encourage us to go all the way with God. Yes. It's the way it works. Yes. It's the way, the power of the Lord, the visits of the Lord, the strength of the Lord comes down in our life. Now listen to this. Moses, Exodus 33. Moses wasn't done talking to the Lord. 33 and 13. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, speaking of God, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. That's the promise of the Lord, folks, to his people. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I remember right back here, a brother that's sitting here today that heard a message on the glory of God. And he told me after the message, he said, I'm going for that glory. And I want to tell you something. God started working with him. He's told me since, no, God said, I can't pour my glory out on you. You got too much self on hand. The Lord started revealing things to him, and he started taking care of them. In a little bit, the Lord was calling him to preach his word. Bless the Lord this morning. Oh, we thank the Lord. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Do you know this morning that the Lord did just that? He told Moses, he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now, Moses was already serving the Lord, but he wanted to see, he needed a little more. He had a big job on his hands. You know what? We need a little more sometimes too. And God's pretty gracious to give us a little more, isn't he? Let's look on over now in the 34th chapter, in the 4th verse. Speaking of Moses, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now he had asked the Lord, show me thy glory. Proclaim who you are. And the Lord said, I'll do that. I'll proclaim. And so, and he said, I will make all my goodness, verse 19, pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. We move on down to 4 and 7. Let's see. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful. Do you know what that word Lord, you ever seen it in the capitals? I know many of us know this. Means Jehovah. It's the great God of heaven, the one that made the heavens and the earth. This is not just a God. And this is just not saying God. This is Jehovah. And so it says here, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful. Yes. Folks, listen this morning. Do you know this of God? Merciful. Oh, do you know that he cares that much about you? I believe that. I feel this way. He is merciful, folks. He's merciful to us. He's merciful to sinners when they humble their heart. Merciful and gracious. Long-suffering. What kind of God do you know? What do you know of God? Do you see him as ready to chop you off? Are you seeing him as, surely I'm going to mess up today? Surely all day I'm plagued by... Folks, listen. This great God is merciful and gracious and long-suffering. And he works with us. And he helps us get where we need to go. And he picks us up when we misstep or we fall down. God loves us that much. Long-suffering and abundant. Abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Now, does God take iniquity and transgression into his bosom? No, he doesn't, but he will forgive it. And we have that even more so now because Jesus Christ shed his blood. And because of that, he forgives our transgressions. Because of the name of Jesus, we can call upon this great God ourselves. These people couldn't even do that. They had to go through Moses. But you know what? We can call upon God in the name of Jesus, and there is great power. There is power to break the chains of sin. There is power to break the chains of habit, of depression, of things that bind us. I want to tell you, there is power in the name of Jesus this morning. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. I want to tell you something this morning. Let no man deceive you, as the Scripture says. If we have sin in our life, unrepented of, truly turned from, we're not going to meet Him in peace, folks. He says here, we'll by no means clear the guilty. And the New Testament bears that out just as much. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. You know, this morning, I just want to encourage us to get to know this great I Am, Jehovah. Learn Him. Learn of Him. Jesus said, "Come unto Me. I'm meek and lowly." He'll teach us His ways. He said, "Take My yoke upon you." Get in the harness with Him. We can't just believe on the name of Jesus and that be the end of it, folks. He said, "You take My yoke. Get in with Me. Get in the harness with Me. My yoke is easy and My burden is light." I want to look on down to verse 12. Because we want to get the full picture here. 12 to 17 of Exodus 34. He said, "Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee." Folks, in our land today is every kind of wicked belief in God. Every kind of thing available. We have it almost all, I think, in somewhere in our land. But he said, "But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves." This is what God told those people back there. We don't do that physically with other people's stuff. God hasn't, but He's called us, folks, to break down the idols, to get rid of the things that God disapproves of. Destroy their altars, break their images, the things we worship. Folks, don't get saved and then try to bring along all your stuff. All the things that you was in love with before. Get down, get rid of it. Break it down. Break it, get it out. Burn it. And put it behind you and burn the bridges. For me, I want to go to heaven. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord by the grace of God. This morning, "For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods." And see, you're in covenant with them, and you're in covenant with people that you know they're going after all these false gods. That's highly offensive to the Lord, folks. "And do sacrifice unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice." Don't go there. "And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make no molten gods." Do you know, this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to know something. Put it aside and serve the Lord only. Serve the Lord only. And that's the only way it works this morning. And when we do that, I want to tell you something I've seen and known. He's everything. He's everything. It is true this morning. It is a true report. I want to look over in Revelation 22. And 16. Here we are in the last chapter of the Bible. And the Lord's telling us some real special stuff here. (Clears throat) He says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, and the Spirit. I love the beauty of the Scriptures. I like it when the Scriptures say things like that. Yes. Jesus said, I'm the bright and morning star. You ever seen the morning star? It is beautiful, isn't it? And you know what? It's a guiding thing too. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You know, the Lord wants to do that for us this morning. Whosoever will this morning. I know this is a pretty simple message, but I want to tell you something. The great God of heaven wants to meet with you today. And He wants you to come and give it all. And He wants to give to you everything. Is that too high?
No, it's true.
It's so true. I'm He, He said. This is Revelation 1 and 18. I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Folks, this one that we deal with. I want to encourage your faith this morning that God longs. He wants to be everything. And we love it, don't we? Isaiah 66 and 1. I'm sorry, I'm emotional this morning. I didn't get much sleep last night. Thus saith the Lord. Listen to what the Lord says again. The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What are you going to serve me with? That's my footstool. Your whole earth is my footstool. Listen to this. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Who's going to do that this morning? I want to tell you, long years ago, I did this. And I loved the Lord ever since. There's been some difficult places, but I want to tell you, God has been everything. More than I ever dreamed He could be this morning. But to this man will I look, this great God of heaven will look unto him that is poor and gives up his rich thoughts and proud thoughts. And of a contrite, that word contrite is just busted to pieces. That word contrite is very lowly, folks. And we come to the Lord as beggars. And trembleth at my word. Oh, I hope somebody trembles at the word this morning. And decides, sitting in your seat, I'm going to serve that God. I'm going to find that same God that I know others know and have found. I want to tell you, we'll help you find Him if you need it. I want to read another place where Psalm 138 and 1. Listen to this. Again, David, he says, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I praise Thee. I will worship toward Thy holy temple and praise Thy name for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth. For Thou hast magnified Thy word above all Thy name. In the day when I cried, Thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. This is what David said. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. But listen to this. I love the way it goes on here. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. I want to tell you something this morning. The scripture is full of these truths this morning. The proud, the one that takes his own way, he knows afar off. He doesn't draw nigh. He may deal with you, but I want to tell you, it's not the same. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Lord, don't forsake me. I've got to have you. You ever got in a place you just felt like, Lord, you can't forsake me here. Where are you? Well, David felt that too, didn't he, sometimes. Don't forsake me, Lord. I need you. You're my everything. Folks, it's a worthy thing this morning. I want to tell you, a certain man had a great supper. Jesus said, and bade many. And they all started making excuses. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You know what this morning? That's what you're getting called for this morning. The Lord's sent his servants out, and they're calling, and they're sending out the message. There's a great supper. Do you know that the Lord said that he would sup with us? If we'll just open the door when he knocks, he'll come in and sup. That means he'll have supper with us. He'll sit down and be in our room. You know what? He wants to be in your room this morning. Anybody here kind of tired of all that misery? Tired of all that stuff that self brings on and all the troubles and problems, and tired of sin? Anybody tired this morning and want to trade that in? Maybe we're just tired. Maybe we just need the Lord to give us another touch this morning. Come to the I Am. Come to the one that is everything. And find your comfort. Find your strength there. Amen. Pray for me.